from April. I love that.
That's horses.
Right. After you, dear.
Well, massive congratulations. What an evening for you.
Thank you very much. I can't believe it. I don't think it was... yesterday hasn't sunk in yet. Never mind about today.
Well, of course. I mean, what a week having.
I know. I had to wake up this morning and check the rosettes were still on the desk. That I wasn't like some sort of strange dream. But yeah.
And obviously, you must be doing something right. What do you think it is?
Well, I can't take any of the credit because he's produced by Mark Northam and Matthew Lawrence. So they've got him looking like that and going like that. So yeah, I can't take much of the credit.
There's a little bit of dedication involved in the whole arrangement, the setup, the way you have him produced elsewhere.
Yeah. I live in Northamptonshire and he lives down in Bristol. So I make the 112 mile each way trip at least once a week to go and ride him. Maybe sometimes, the last few weeks it's been twice a week, but yeah, to go and ride him.
Lot of effort, lot of planning, lot of investment involved. But for a moment like tonight, is it all worth it?
Well, riding at Hoys is like a dream come true. So never on the radar was winning, never mind about being champion. But yeah, so I don't think it was thinking for a couple of days.
And what breed is your pony?
He's a New Forest.
And has a New Forest pony won this class before?
Not that I'm aware of, actually, right. No. Not a champion at Hoys, no.
So actually, it's quite a double whammy for you.
Yeah, that's it.
Making history.
Yeah, traditionally the New Forest have been quite underrepresented here because they used to share the class with the Connemaras. And last year, Grandstand Media took the decision to split them into their own classes, which means more New Forests are coming through. Because traditionally, New Forests don't come off of the New Forest. They're shown down in the New Forest, so they weren't very well represented in the qualifiers across the country. So there was never very many here in the mixed classes, but down in the Forest it was always big classes, so I think Grandstand Media took the decision to give them their own class, and that was the first time last year.
And it's worked out very nicely.
Very nicely for me, yes, indeed.
What's next? How are you going to top this last couple of days?
Well, there isn't any topping this, but he's got his Olympia semi-final qualifiers, which is the week after next. So fingers crossed we can qualify for Olympia. We were at Olympia last year and he was best of breed at Olympia last year, so, but to be fair, if I don't qualify for Olympia, I'd take this. I'd take this, yeah.